Welcome to Secular Yakking.
It's like blogging out loud, a show where we cover current events, politics, and anything secular to yak about.
Want to join the conversation? Lines are open. 704-802-YAK. That's 704-802-YAKK. Welcome back, Yakkers. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. I know we're out here blistering in the sun.
Yes, we are. I hate the heat. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. But luckily, we have a little bit of AC here in the office, but it's off right now, so we're going to get kind of warm. First, we're going to catch up with Jeff Stilwell and his lightning march. He did leave us a voicemail.
Which he's going to do regularly,
yeah,
right?
It's going to be hopefully a weekly event.
I bet he's blistering.
Oh, I know he is. I talked with Manya, his wife, this weekend, and she actually said that they had to cut down the number of hours that he's walking, so it's going to take a little longer for him to get there.
Yeah, I love the idea of doing this, but you know, you kind of have to think, whoa, wait a minute, what about the heat? Because on that side of the Cascades, it's in the hundreds.
Yeah, like 100, 200, 3.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So let's see what Jeff has to say.
Hi, Robert, it's Jeff Stilwell, and this is the Lightning March for Humanity. We just broke the 100-mile marker. It's a fabulous day. It's a beautiful day. I'm standing on a trail just a couple miles outside of Ephrata. That's where I'm headed. It started at Quincy this morning. It's a 15-miler. And we're trying to pack it all in before the sun starts beating down on me like a hammer with these record-high temperatures that suddenly showed up this week. So that's what I do. Now I get up at 4 in the morning and get on the road as quickly as I can. Logistics team, sport team is working overtime to restructure everything, restructure all the logistics to make sure that they can meet this challenge of Mother Nature's. And that makes me feel fantastic, and it makes me think a lot about generosity. That's on my mind a lot these days, about all those who have given so much and who are giving so much to make the Lightning March for Humanity the success that it is becoming. Isn't that wonderful?
And that came in from Jeff on Friday the 26th. So it was still a blisteringly hot day that day.
Yes, it was. But I think it's a smart move to leave sooner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that way he still gets his distance in, but before it gets crazy hot.
Yeah, and if you're out there listening on his trek, anywhere on his route, he's really in need of water and supplies on his way. In fact, he was talking about he had run out of water early.
Oh, really?
And he stopped at a little store that he found along the way, and it was closed. Oh. And he had planned on refilling his water bottles there.
Oh.
And just happened that a car pulled up and asked him if he needed anything. You know, was he lost or something? Because you don't normally see people walking out there. Right?
Yeah, you're out
and
there.
And it turns out they were the owners of the store, and they opened up just for him.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, I think this was Sunday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was really great. He met their dog, really great people. It was really nice of them. And he refilled his water bottle and, you know, went on his merry way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so best of luck to Jeff. I hope he gets there. But like I said, it's probably going to take a little longer. They're looking at 40 days instead of 30 days now. So we need to adjust our calendars. I'll keep you updated. And I have been sharing his post on our Facebook page. So hopefully you guys are following him.
Yeah.
And also, we will be at the annual Freethinkers 4th of July potluck picnic this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Ravenna Park in Seattle.
Yes, and this goes through till 5, and it's also a potluck. And so bring whatever dish you can create or think of or even buy.
Right, and bring something to stay cool with because it's going to be hot.
And sunscreen, yes. That day is supposed to be very, very warm. I think like 90.
Yeah, well, we're going to have some tents. I think the Humanist of Washington are bringing a tent. I think Seattle Atheists are bringing a couple tents. We're bringing the tents from the HNPS. So we'll have some shade.
But, right, and games.
And games and fun.
Food.
Yeah, you'll get to meet some other local celebrities. I think Sam from Ask an Atheist is likely going to be there. He should be. It's president of the HOW.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of people that go there. Lots and lots of free thinkers. Yeah,
so it's going to be a good time. Just like I said, bring something to stay cool with because it's going to be a scorcher.
And luckily there's lots of trees, which are my favorite because they're awesome for shade.
Right. So that's going to be good fun. Hope to see everybody there. But on to the show. And this show we've decided to call Mowage.
I love it.
That blessed arrangement.
I'm not going to continue that because I want to, but I'm not going
to. Yeah, I know. But on Friday, June 26th, the Supreme Court ruled that all marriage should be treated equally under the 14th Amendment. This means that same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 states and the territories.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and this is...
It's a huge milestone. That should have been a long time ago.
Exactly. I mean, the 37 states had done it before, and...
The states.
Yeah, the states. Sorry. I got distracted for a second. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
But all 37 states had already enacted it, and the Supreme Court came out and said, this is the 14th Amendment. Everybody should have the same rights to marriage that we do, right?
Right. And, I mean, I'm actually outraged but yet not surprised at the outrage that people, or should I say the right side, is giving. I actually find it pretty disgusting personally.
Right. There's quite a bit of outrage from the right side, and I think we're going to talk about that a little bit. Actually,
it needs to
a
be.
Whole lot.
I was going to say, I think that's going to be a whole lot.
Yeah, that's going to be the majority of the show, because it's ridiculous that there is this amount of outrage. I mean, it's people asking for the same rights that everybody else has.
Well, and not only that, it's not affecting them at all. I mean, we're talking marriage of two people that they have no idea who these people are. I mean, they don't know them personally, whichever, whether they do or not, it doesn't matter. They're getting married to each other, not to any of them. So what difference does it have? It's not like they're going door to door and bugging them.
Right.
You know, hello. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I'm just really irritated about it.
Yeah, I know. So, but the states that are obviously the most right are coming out with, they've decided that they have to fight back against this already. And it's been, what, one business day?
Right.
So the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, on Sunday advised county clerks and magistrates and others who have religious objections to same-sex marriage that they may opt out of providing services to same-sex couples seeking marriage licenses.
That's crazy.
So he's basically telling government employees to break the law.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They don't have to follow that, do they?
Technically, no. So if they choose to, actually, they do have to issue same-sex marriage license. It's the law of the land now. It's required that they do that.
Right, of course.
What he is saying is that if you have a religious objection to it, you don't have to. But as a public employee, you do have to.
I was going
to
say, by law, yes, they do. They can't put their personal opinion into this.
Well, he called the Supreme Court's ruling a lawless decision. Paxton has said his guidance was necessary to protect the religious liberties of hundreds of local officials whose job it is to issue marriage license.
Gosh, once again, they're prosecuted.
You're persecuted.
Persecuted.
They're not prosecuted yet.
Sorry.
They're not prosecuted yet, but...
That's what I meant. Yeah.
If they follow this guy's ruling,
right,
they may be prosecuted.
Well, that's extremely true.
But, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes. I can't understand a person in their position, why they can't separate the law from their opinion.
Well, I saw a picture. There's a clerk of court, I think it was, and along her wall were this massive collection of crosses.
Wow.
Right.
Really?
And she's supposed to be issuing, this was in Texas, I want to say, or Alabama. I don't remember where the picture was from. But they were showing a same-sex couple trying to get their marriage license. And her whole wall beside her was all these crosses.
That seems very inappropriate.
That's very inappropriate in a public government office.
Well,
it's
that was my
her
point.
Wall.
That was my point. It's not like this is her office in her house or anything.
Right. And it's ridiculous. They have to follow the law. And if they don't, they're going to get in trouble. And I think
they should.
Right. And I think they need to ignore what the Texas Attorney General has said because he's being ridiculous.
No, I agree completely.
Right. But Texas isn't the only state.
Of course it's not.
Tennessee lawmakers to introduce Pastor Protection Act in House. Two Tennessee state representatives were set to introduce a Pastor Protection Act after the Supreme Court in the United States ruled on same-sex marriage. It would protect leaders of any faith who are asked and refuse to perform same-sex marriage against their faith.
I love it. A Pastor Protection Act.
Yes, Pastor Protection
like
Act.
Like they're hunted.
Yeah, but here's... they're endangered species.
Exactly.
But here's the problem with that. It's a useless bill. it already exists. They already do not have to perform same-sex marriages if it goes against their religious convictions. They are not government employees.
Ah.
Okay? They belong to a religious organization, right? They are allowed to say who can and can't get married in their church.
Right.
Because
that's their church.
They are technically a private club.
It's their church. Right. It's
right?
really what it is, a club.
So, and they, and this is Representative Holt who introduced it. He said, the intention of this legislation is to provide the legal immunity to to religious who wish to not provide ceremonies for same-sex couples. It also allows them to deny the use of their facilities for such ceremonies. But it's already there.
I was going to say, it's, yeah, I mean, churches have been doing that forever. I mean.
Right. I mean, I use.
What the law states is that there is no government facility that can deny it.
Right. And as a private citizen and a secular officiant, I get to use this same law to say I don't do Christian weddings.
Exactly. Right. It works both ways.
Right. And they can still hire me, but I won't do a Christian wedding.
Right.
Right. And that's my
And they know this up front.
I always say this up front. It's I do secular weddings only.
So, yeah, exactly.
Which is my religious right to say that because it would go against everything I believe and everything that I feel to perform a wedding that brings a god into it.
Right, and they just choose not to hire you, of course, right. because they have other options. It's the same thing with this law being passed. It allows those who do engage in a same-sex marriage to be recognized in every state.
Right.
And no government can deny them a marriage license. And it's not about, you know, whether the pastor will marry you or not. That's right. not what this is about.
And there are plenty of churches out there that will.
Right, and there's many that won't.
Right,
I mean,
and that's fine. That's what churches are
there
all,
for. It's the higher level. It's all the legality of it right. that makes this more important
it's
than
the piece
on
of
a
paper.
Pastor level.
It's a piece of paper
yes.
that says these people are legally married and entitled to both the rights and responsibilities of a legally married couple.
Right, and therefore, in any state, whether they're vacationing and someone in their family gets hurt, they still have all the same legal rights as any other married couple. That's what this is about. It's not about the lower level pastor level.
Right.
It's about the higher aspect
right.
of this.
Yeah. If they just leave this alone and say this is just a legality, which is, then everybody's fine.
Yeah. I personally think this is a long time coming. It should have been a long time. And the upheaval that they're having, I think, is shameful. Not to mention our, you know, one of our daughters. She has her own little thing that she does online, and she's been getting some seriously negative, awful comments about the fact that she supports this, and she's having people come in and telling her she needs to die of a horrible cancer and all. It's
yeah.
terrible. I mean, yeah. why do you need to go there?
I mean, yeah, seriously, the amount of vitriol on the internet. I mean, it's the internet. Of course, we're going to get it.
Of course.
Right? You know, YouTube is where discourse goes to die.
right.
right. But
It doesn't need to be this ugly just because someone doesn't agree with what you believe.
Right.
Or your opinion on something. I mean, so many people don't agree on opinions free thinkers have, but you don't see us whining and moaning and, you know, throwing hissy fits because that's basically what they're
yeah,
all
they're
doing.
Yeah, they're throwing the big hissy fits. Speaking of hissy fits, American Family Association Radio Tim Wildman called the ruling a spiritual 9/11.
That is disgusting. I'm
well,
sorry.
Let's see what he said.
I fear for our country. Quite frankly, because this is a spiritual 9/11, I believe. We have said to God Almighty, we don't care what you say about marriage and your definition of what's natural and normal.
So there you go. There's example number one.
I fear for our country.
Oh. Quite
I hate when that happens.
And he wants to say it again.
Yeah, he's that adamant about it.
He is, actually. I mean, not to play on that. But I just, first of all, I guess because I'm an atheist, I'm a free thinker, the fact that, you know, they always assume that everyone on this planet believes in their one particular God is so close-minded. And then to compare it to 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because gay marriage is the same as 3,000 people dying a horrible death.
I have no words.
Yeah. Well, that's fun because we have more.
I'm sure you do.
Brian Fisher compares gay marriage ruling to 9/11, slavery, Pearl Harbor, and Sodom and Gomorrah.
Seriously.
Seriously. So let's see what he has to say.
626, that's today, June 26, 2015. 626 is now our 9/11. From a moral standpoint, 626 is the new 9/11 because it was on this day that five justices of the United States Supreme Court became moral jihadists. They became rainbow jihadists, and they blasted the
pillars
of truth and righteousness into rubble. And they did this by imposing sodomy-based marriage on the United States through an act of judicial tyranny.
Now, I'm going to pause it right there. He's got some more to say, but I wanted to talk about that.
I'm sorry, but you're going to bleep this. It's total bullshit.
Yeah, well.
That's crap.
I'll just hit the explicit tag. Thanks.
I can't believe he said that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And do you like the double pillars thing?
Yeah, the two pillars.
Kind of convenient for 9/11,
though. Yeah, well, this was made off of a rant he did on Twitter Friday.
Oh, let me guess. So, now he's trying to recant it.
No. This is exactly what he said in his rant on Twitter. He talked about 9/11. He talked about slavery. Let's continue on.
Okay.
626, that's today, June 26, 2015. 626 is now our 9/11. From a moral standpoint, 626 is the new 9/11 because it was on this day that five justices of the United States Supreme Court became moral jihadists. They became rainbow jihadists, and they blasted the twin pillars of truth and righteousness into rubble. And they did this by imposing sodomy-based marriage on the United States through an act of judicial tyranny. So, ladies and gentlemen, what this means is that we, the people, have ceased to be our own rulers. We are now serfs on a plantation that's being run by cultural elites who wear black robes and use their gavels like the slaveholders of old used to use their whips to beat us as social conservatives into abject submission. That's the parallel we've got here. Draw another parallel with Pearl Harbor. Today, June 26, 2015, is a date which will live in infamy. Now, you got religious liberty issues involved, and I appreciate all that, and we've got to fight to protect religious liberty, and we'll engage in that fight full bore, because that's clearly at risk now. But the more deeper issue here is that on this day, behavior, which is an abomination in the eyes of a holy and just God, has been normalized, it has been promoted, it has been celebrated, and it has been imposed on a nation that was built on the bedrock of Judeo-Christian values. And I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, on this day, the United States became Sodom and Gomorrah.
So there you go. So now we're Sodom and Gomorrah.
626, that's today, June 26, 2015.
You did it twice. I love it.
I don't know why the thing keeps looping. Stupid.
Okay, that was just crazy.
Yeah, that's Brian Fisher crazy.
Okay, first of all, he is against the fact that a law was passed for love and equal rights. Okay, so what does that say about him?
Right.
And just equal rights. I mean, right there.
But I know.
Again, the comparison that he is making is absolutely disgusting.
So the gavel is now the master's whip. I like that.
And they're wearing the black robes. I thought that was convenient.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pearl Harbor. This is nothing like Pearl Harbor.
No. No one is dying, first of all. No one is, I was going to say, losing any loved ones or anything. I mean, if anything, they don't see it, I know. But this is promoting peace and love and equality. So the fact that he wants us to, and I love how he compares this to also with slavery. Hello. I mean, by not going with this, it's not slavery, but it's still taking away rights of someone.
Right.
So the man makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, still, he's Brian Fisher. He never makes sense. Ugh. I don't think he ever has. But we're not done with this.
Of course you're not.
So we also have a gaggle of Republican presidential hopefuls. And let's see what they have to say.
There is no federal constitutional right to same-sex marriage.
That's what they're going to argue.
And there isn't such a right. You would have to really have a ridiculous and absurd reading of the U.S. Constitution to reach the conclusion that people have a right to marry someone of the same sex. There is no such constitutional right.
You know, handing up this and saying this glass of water is a glass of beer. Well, you can call it a glass of beer, but it's not a glass of beer. It's a glass of water. And water is what water is. Marriage is what marriage is.
The moral crisis we have in our country, there is a role for us trying to figure out things like marriage. There's also a moral crisis that allows people to think that there would be some sort of other marriage.
But my hope is the U.S. Supreme Court will do that. If they don't, the only other viable option out there is to support a constitutional amendment, which I would.
I support the federal marriage amendment.
I am proud that in Louisiana we define marriages between a man and a woman.
So you vetoed a gay marriage bill in New Jersey. If another one should make it to your desk, I gather this doesn't change your opinion on that.
No, I'll veto it.
In my state, we're not going to change the traditional definition of marriage. And I would support the traditional definition of marriage, not out of hate, but if I believe that, I think that's just best for society.
The modern Democratic Party has become so radical, so extreme, that they have determined that their devotion to mandatory gay marriage in all 50 states trumps any allegiance to religious liberty under the First Amendment.
There can be no discrimination against gays. I'm against gay marriage. I took a lot of heat for that.
Of course, gay people should have the same rights as everyone else, but they don't get extra rights. They don't get to redefine marriage.
They are not required to redefine marriage. If we reject his hand of blessing, we will feel his hand of judgment.
Gay marriage, are you changing your position at all?
No, I believe in traditional marriage.
Okay. There are numerous reports that you're telling people privately that you are a moderate, but then no. Public.
Okay, so in order, that was Mark Rubio, Rick Santorum, Rand Paul, Scott Walker, Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, Chris Christie, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, and finally Jeb Bush.
Okay, was it just me or did a lot of them sound like they were preaching in a church, way they were talking?
Yeah, Ted Cruz most definitely.
I mean, I think even one of them had that echoey big church sound
That was Ted Cruz. He always sounds like that. I think he has a microphone embedded.
Oh, and I love the one where he said they don't get extra rights.
Right.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, that one I wanted to talk about in particular. That was Ben Carson.
Okay.
So Ben Carson is a neurosurgeon, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a doctor running for president. That's fine. It's good.
Whatever.
Right, but he's also African-American.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty sad of him to say that people shouldn't get extra rights when they're just asking for the same rights.
Exactly.
But his extra right means they're redefining marriage. That's what he's calling extra rights.
Okay, so by him saying extra rights, we redefine marriage, and that's making it extra
rights. That's an extra right.
But yet the gay community has no... before this, right to get married. So where's the extra in that?
By redefining. The right is the ability to redefine a word.
Then he obviously doesn't understand what extra means.
Yeah. Well, I wrote something on this, and I wanted to read it verbatim. They didn't rewrite the law because we have no constitutional amendment that defines marriage. They didn't ignore religion because the case really had nothing to do with the First Amendment. What they did was rule that under the 14th Amendment, these bans on same-sex marriage were discriminatory and denied millions of Americans their constitutional right to equal protections under the laws. While that's the simplified version, it's essentially a summary of how it went down. Bans on same-sex marriages violated Constitution and were therefore overturned. That's it.
Right, exactly.
There's no extra rights being given.
Right.
There's no redefinition of marriage. It's allowing others to join the same definition of marriage.
Exactly, to join in with what's already been going on because they have been kept out of it.
So I really think with what the presidential nominees are saying, that they have basically closed the door on 2016. They're done.
Oh,
if they continue to support this, and Lindsey Graham came out yesterday, I didn't get time to get these audio clips. Lindsey Graham came out and said yesterday that the Republican platform needs to get away from this marriage amendment.
Yes, they're digging themselves in a hole.
Right. They're done. He said we can leave it on the platform, but we need to stop talking about it. We need to move on to other issues because this one's done.
Well, he understands that, you know, everything that's being talked is becoming detrimental to their future campaigns.
Right.
Because, you know, those clips will be brought back up because some of them are just flying out of their mouth before they're even thinking.
Right. Which is typical for the religious right in the past few election cycles.
And again, I guess my overall thought on this is the fact you're talking about two people, you know, legally being able to have the same rights as any other married couple, and it will infringe in your life in no way whatsoever. Regardless of what happens behind closed doors, that has absolutely nothing to do with this.
Right.
And the fact that they just can only focus on that and think, oh, it's icky, or, you know, it goes against my views or whatever. Who gives a flying flip? Imagine what they do behind closed doors. Hello.
Yeah, I don't want to.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with that. This is about being recognized state to state and being able to be with their loved ones if someone gets hurt in a hospital, or being able to keep their child because, you know, someone says, oh, well, this is a, you know, a gay couple and they shouldn't have children or something like that, you know.
Well, so, and this opens up a door for more adoption because now it's legal in all 50 states.
Right. And they cannot deny it.
So even though same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states, the officials are still saying that gay couples should still do the full adoption. They should still, if they're planning on traveling out of state, especially to a state that they think there might be issues, they should get the medical waivers done. The I forgot the name of them. Anyway,
don't look at me for help.
Okay. Anyway, the legal waivers that allow someone else to make your medical decisions for you that would normally be conferred to a married partner.
Right.
So,
but the fact that it is now federal, countrywide, nationally, you shouldn't have to. But I get that because you have governors of states who think they are kings and gods and are going to run their state, ignore what the federal government said. We're doing this anyways, you know?
Now, I think one of the funniest things that happened over this weekend were the Twitter rants saying, screw this, I'm moving to Canada.
That's hysterical.
Yeah,
they obviously don't understand Canada.
Well, Canada's had same-sex marriage legal since 2005. Good luck up there, folks. Oh, and they have socialized medicine.
It's a little too social for them,
yeah,
I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
That's funny. And they can't go to Mexico either, remember?
Oh, yeah, the same-sex marriage.
Because they
legal.
Just passed it, what, about a month ago or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, so they're screwed.
Russia, they go.
There you go. Russia is totally against anything homosexual.
Yes.
You can't even talk about homosexuality in Russia. So good, go there.
That's crazy.
Go find your friends over there.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
That's right, Yikers. It's time to announce the Mr. Potter Award. This week, we have a real fun one. Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore. Let's see what started him down this path. In 1995, while he was on the bench as a circuit judge, the ACLU sued him, claiming his pre-session prayers and display of Ten Commandments were a violation of the First Amendment. The initial ruling was that it was unconstitutional, but the Alabama Supreme Court issued a stay, and the practice was allowed to continue.
What?
Yeah. So he was allowed to do pre-session prayers and have the Ten Commandments up on his walls.
Do we not understand separation of church and state?
Okay, we're talking Roy Moore. We're going to have some fun with him.
I don't care what we're talking about.
So, and the Alabama Supreme Court said it was fine. They could keep doing it.
That's my point.
And then there was an appeal, but it fell apart due to technicality, and no one followed up.
Oh, that's convenient.
So some time passes, and in 2002, he became Chief Justice. Actually, in 2001. But in 2002... he issued a statement that said the state should use its powers to punish homosexual behavior.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, he said that. And in one case he did. A lesbian mother had filed for custody of her children, and in his statement he wrote, homosexual behavior is a ground for divorce. An act of sexual misconduct punishable as a crime in Alabama. A crime against nature, an inherent evil, and an act so heinous that it defies one's ability to describe it. That is enough under the law to allow a court to consider such activity harmful to a child.
That is crazy.
And surprise, surprise, the mother did not gain custody of her children.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
He obviously does not have that child's thoughts, you know, that child's care in mind. It's all about his issue with it.
Right. It's his issue with same sex.
That's disgusting. It's people.
And it's his issue with
that. They shouldn't be in power. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not his issue with homosexuals. It's his issue with homosexuals having sex.
Yes, the act of, not the love and, you know, the equal rights. That, why can't they get past that? I'm sorry, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Their whole, most of their doctrine is about what goes on in people's pants.
It's ridiculous. Well, it was same thing with back when, you know, the whole woman issue and everything.
Back
it's like,
when?
My
we
God.
Still have the woman issue
well,
with them.
Well, yeah, trust me. Hello, I get that. But at the same time, it's like, oh my gosh, can't we focus on something more important?
Yeah, I mean...
Stay out of people's personal life. Yeah, their closed doors.
Religion
their,
cannot do that.
Their clothes.
Yeah. But in 2003, he was removed from the bench for refusing to remove a monument of the Ten Commandments, which he had commissioned.
He refused to remove it?
Yes, he refused to remove it. So the Alabama Judicial Ethics Committee, I think that's their name, had him removed.
Yay.
But he still refused to remove it after a federal court order. So he defied federal rules.
This is why this man gets Potter, because he thinks he is a king, a god.
But we're not done.
Of course we're not.
Because to get Potter, you got to be really crappy. And
he is.
Well, somehow he was reelected in 2012, and he was Chief Justice again.
Seriously?
Seriously. The people of Alabama reelected this man.
Why?
So here's the problem. Electing judges. I don't think that's right.
No,
because then you end up with partisan judges, people who are playing political power.
It's almost like buying them.
That's almost, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and with Citizens United, now you can buy a judge. An elected judge. That's why I'm glad so many judges are appointed.
Right.
But, and then in January 2015, the Southern Poverty Law Center filed a judicial ethics complaint regarding his public comment on a pending same-sex marriage case, and he told judges to ignore federal court rulings overturning the Alabama ban on same-sex marriage. Basically, he told the probate judges who issue marriage licenses to not issue same-sex marriage license, even though a federal court had ruled that the ban was unconstitutional.
So he wants only man and woman licenses, not same-sex licenses. And who cares what the rest of the country says? This is my country.
It's not even about the rest of the country. It's about what the judges that
saying. He doesn't care what anyone else has to
federal say. Federal judges have more say-so. They have more authority than a state-level judge.
Of course.
If that state-level judge is the Chief Justice of the state.
Of course.
Right. So, but in February, he issued an order to the probate judges to disregard the Supreme Court ruling, because the Supreme Court had issued the stay, and enforced the state's ban under threat from the governor of the state. So if a probate judge issued a same-sex marriage license, they could be prosecuted.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So now we're talking about religious liberty prosecution and persecution against same-sex couples.
Right.
Or supporters of same-sex marriage.
Right.
So there's zero actual persecution for you.
He's like a king sitting up on his throne ordering everyone around.
Right. In May of 2015, he called for the impeachment of Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan for the crime of performing a same-sex marriage.
That's because they performed it, he thinks they should be impeached.
Right, because they were in violation of federal law, is what he was saying. Because at the time, federal law was... gay marriage was not legal. However, they performed these marriages in Washington, D.C.
Where it's legal.
Where it's legal.
So what's his beef? Because he has no grounds to stand on it.
Well, he's saying because they are federal employees, they're not allowed to do that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
In D.C.
So his religious rights trump everything else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like my way, there's no highway option.
Right. And now that leads us to this week's SCOTUS ruling on equal marriage, which he suggests, not just him, but many others suggested that Ginsburg and Kagan recuse themselves because they supported same-sex marriage. Because the people knew how they were going to rule on it.
He kind of sounds like a homophobe. Like,
and what do we say about the most virulent homophobes?
The most real aggressive turn out to usually be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't say for sure, but...
So let's see what he said this week.
Five people on the Supreme Court as a court have overstepped their bounds. They have actually ruled not by law, but by their feelings. I think it's just the beginning. I think it's the beginning, just like when the court in 1857 declared that black people were property. It had no right to do that. And there was a long turmoil thereafter. There was actually the Civil War, and there was a constitutional amendment they could celebrate. and I'm sure they will. But they're not celebrating because the Constitution was upheld. They're celebrating because it was violated. And I think that's the point. They're celebrating because they got their way. And I have no animosity to people. It's not about hating homosexual people or hating gay people. It's about adhering to the Constitution and the traditional definition of marriage. And that's what we should do.
So there you go. I think I figured out what the problem is there, and I'll fix that later.
Go ahead.
So he's basically, in part of this statement, he compared the same-sex marriage to the Dred Scott decision, which basically said slaves are
property,
right?
Right.
So he's equating giving rights to someone the same as taking away rights of someone.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Right. And they're not even comparable. I don't even know how you can draw that comparison.
That's what I'm not understanding with all these comparisons they keep making. I'm like, what?
I mean, it's insane that they're doing these sort of things. And Roy Moore is the worst. He actually said in a statement soon after the ruling on a decision he was making, he said that it would violate his oath of office and every sound principle of constitutional law for him to follow U.S. Supreme Court ruling with which he disagrees.
Okay, was he not put in this position in order to follow the law? I mean, that is their first and foremost job, is to follow the law, take your opinion out of the situation, and do what the law states.
Well, as a judge, he's supposed to have an opinion. That's what he's there for, right? But he's supposed to do it under the actual Constitution, not his backwards interpretation of the Constitution.
Right, and it also depicts on the law, because a lot of them keep saying, ignore what the law has been said.
Once they say, ignore the law, then we're into sedition. Mm-hmm. We're into rebellion.
Correct.
Right.
And why are they not being reprimanded for this?
I do have a feeling he's going to be removed again. And he should actually be, for these actions, I think he should be disbarred as a lawyer.
That actually was where I was going next. He's gotten away way too many times.
He is actively calling for sedition against the United States government. That's a
treason.
That's a real fine line to treason.
Yeah, I mean, he's promoting like another civil war kind of a deal, you know?
That's kind of how it's starting to feel.
Well, that's what it's sounding like as well. And over something like this, come on. I mean, this is just stupid.
I know. He has a history of defying federal courts and made it very clear he intends to defy this one.
Well, that's kind of more of my point of why he should be disbarred, because he does have an ongoing history. It's not like this is new. It's a once or twice kind of thing. He has a history pattern of this. Therefore, it should kind of go in that direction.
Right. So, Judge Moore, you have earned yourself not only the Mr. Potter Award, but a Mr. Potter Award of Distinction.
That is awesome.
I think this is going to be a permanent thing on our site.
Yeah,
we're going to keep up with Judge Moore and see what happens, because I have a feeling he's not going to be happy with the outcome.
No, it's just shameful that we're even having to discuss this, truly. I mean,
I know.
This is just silly.
I know. And that's all the yakking we have for you today. Join us again next week as we resume the assault on your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes. Leave us that coveted 5-star review.
Secular Yakking is sponsored by the Humanists of North Puget Sound. The views expressed are those of the host and not those of HMPS or its board. All audio for this episode was used under the Creative Commons license. And remember, the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion.